Joining us now is Mike Murray. He is the director of Stewardship and Mission Services for the Diocese of Covington, and he's here to talk to us about Catholic Relief Services' Rice Bowl program. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today on the Sunrise Morning Show.
Well, sure. Thank you for having me this morning.
So, first off, just introduce us to the Rice Bowl itself. What is this program?
Sure. CRS Rice Bowl is a Catholic Relief Services Lenten program for both families and faith communities in the United States. It's for people who want to put their faith into action. And through CRS Rice Bowl, participants are invited to hear stories about their brothers and sisters in need around the world, and also to devote their Lenten prayers, fasting, and alms to change the lives of those who suffer in poverty.
So how long has this event been going on? How did it start out?
Sure. A little over 40 years ago, Catholics in the United States were starting to wonder how they could respond to the famine issue in Africa. And basically, there was a diocese in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that came up with an Operation Rice Bowl strategy. And it happened in 1975. And they started actually in the form of a little small cardboard box, and they passed it out throughout the community. And that kind of marked the beginning of this Operation Rice Bowl concept. And it was so popular in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that it was adopted by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops as a national program. And I believe it was in 1977 that they actually voted to make Operation Rice Bowl the official program of Catholic Relief Services. And it has grown exponentially since then.
Wow. So a big deal then. What's the Diocese of Covington doing to promote this particular program?
Sure. It is multifaceted. So our parishes are participating, and also our schools are participating. And what was really neat with our schools was we just had an Operation Rice Bowl kickoff luncheon event last Friday here in the Diocese of Covington at Bishop Howard Memorial Auditorium, where we brought school leaders and students together with community leaders, and they had a chance to hear about poverty in our community and poverty worldwide. Also, they sat and strategized on ways that they could work toward alleviating poverty in the community. And it was a very successful event. And then our students and our school leaders were challenged to go back to their schools and come up with strategies and things that they could do to help with the issue. So we were really thrilled to bring the school communities together in support of CRS Rice Bowl. And I'm sure that there are wonderful things happening in our school communities as we speak.
Well, we're certainly glad to hear it. Break down the program a little bit more for us, though. What are its main components? Exactly how does it work?
Sure. Catholic Relief Services offers materials for educators and parish leaders, youth and young adult ministries, and it's also available for the Hispanic ministry as well. They offer daily reflections, stories of hope. Meatless recipes are offered from countries that feature, featured in Lent through the CRS video series. And then basically there's the almsgiving that are done in the parishes and the schools that are collected and then they're ultimately sent here to the diocese and then sent on to Catholic Relief Service for distribution throughout the world.
So really, a tremendous amount of work done so far. What are the successes you guys have seen? How much money has been raised ultimately?
Well, I can tell you, just from the Catholic Relief Service website, that over in the last 40 years since we've been doing Operation Rice Bowl, more than $250 million has been given. And it's just amazing. And of that, the program is structured where 25% of those monies that are generated stay in your local community and 75% go out throughout the world. So I can tell you that, $62.5 million have been earmarked for programs in the United States, and $188 million or so of that money have gone out to CRS programs overseas. So it's been a very, very powerful, powerful program for people throughout the world.
Okay, so then when you guys are distributing the money that you guys raise, what is it ultimately being used for? I mean, presumably to help them out with supplies and things like that. But can you enlighten us a little bit more about how our money is used when we give to this program?
Yeah, these Lenten alms go to alleviate hunger and poverty in communities overseas and in the United States. As I mentioned before, 75% goes overseas and 25% stays home. Some of the focuses on these monies that are going overseas are going to help agriculture products that help farmers improve their harvest, water and sanitation projects that bring clean water to the communities. They also support small businesses, and then they also have health projects that offer health and nutrition services for mothers and children. And then they also offer education projects that offer resources and training for the people there. So So there's a variety of ways that these monies are going to help the people overseas. It's a powerful thing.
Now, it sounds like you guys are doing incredibly beautiful work, incredibly important work. But let me ask you this and just play devil's advocate for a moment. There are obviously a lot of charities out there trying to take care of the hungry and alleviate, you know, stress and poverty in other nations and even domestically. What really sets this program apart as being something that we Catholics, and particularly we Catholics in these area dioceses, should support?
Sure. It is a project that has started in a Catholic parish in Allentown, Pennsylvania, approved by the USCCB. It is a faith-based program that we Catholics can support and believe in, and it is very much structured on what our faith is about. So our CRS Rice Bowl is a wonderful opportunity to help those in need, as well as to educate our faith community in concepts of stewardship. And we're just thrilled to have that program in place to be able to teach our children and our adults more about what it means to live God's path and be available to help those who are in need and give back the gifts that God has given to us, be able to spread out throughout the world. So it's a very powerful program that we Catholics can get behind because it is a faith-based program that allows us to live our lives in the concept of stewardship.
Well, you've convinced me. Mike, how can we begin to get involved, especially in the Diocese of Covington as this program goes on?
Sure. Anyone listening today who would like to get involved, I first would recommend that they call their local parish and find out what Rice Bowl activities are taking place at the local parish level. If they are a parent of a student in one of our diocesan schools, I would encourage them to see what the schools are doing and ultimately, get involved with maybe what the children are doing as far as attempting to create some strategies on what they can do to help. And through the parish or through the schools, I'm sure that they'll find an avenue to be able to participate. Or they're welcome to call the Office of Stewardship and Mission Services here for the Diocese of Covington. We would be happy to assist a person in our community who wants to be more involved in the help. And they can contact us here at the Diocese of Covington Curia office. That number is 859-392-1500. And we'll be happy to assist where we can.